the world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays. Thanks to them, Canada is going to the World Series. Our friends to the south seem to be consumed with renaming people, places, and things these days. So maybe it's time to rebrand the North American League. I admit I'm not much of a sports fan or a fan of sports traditions. So let me ask you this. What's with all the spitting in baseball, hockey, and football? Decades ago, players still chewed tobacco, which made expectoration essential if you didn't want to poison yourself. But today's players are chewing what? Hubba Bubba? And it's not just players, but coaches and managers sipping and spitting sports drinks, sunflower seeds, or simply saliva. David Ortiz, who hit a lot of homers for the Red Sox, would spit into his batting gloves before every pitch. It was a good luck thing, I guess. I'm sure it made for clammy batting gloves, though. There is some science to the practice of spitting. Research has shown that rinsing and spitting improves high-intensity endurance exercise. Competitive cyclists rinsing with a drink containing maltodextrin sugar performed significantly better than those who swished with just water. Dr. Juliet McGrattan, a primary care physician, explains that exercise builds up a protein called MUC5B, which produces stickier saliva and increasing the urge to spit. 10 years ago, one player summed it up in an interview saying, "When you play the game, you have to have something to entertain you. Otherwise, you just plain go crazy." That has to be the single most damning critique of baseball as a spectator sport ever. I mean, you've got to be bored out of your mind before spitting seems like the most entertaining thing you can do during a game. I'm Cal Coote. Give us the next hour and we promise to entertain you. Each month, we like to visit our current top 30 chart and break out the 10 tracks at the top. Subscribe to our weekly e-blast and you'll get it right to your inbox. Starting at number 10, from Finland, the happiest country on earth, it's Tuulatar and a new single called Haivanyon Loitsu, The Goodnight Spell, as we count them down on World Beat Canada Radio.
Toivosade taivahalla kiitä yli kivisen maan, taivahalla toivosade yli kivisen maan. Toivosade taivahalla kiitä yli kivisen maan, taivahalla toivosade yli kivisen maan. Kärkin kun sen kerkän istu päälle päälle päätöstenkin, kärkin kun sen kerkän istu päälle päätöstenkin. Kärkin kun sen kerkän istu päälle päälle päätöstenkin, kärkin kun sen kerkän istu päälle päätöstenkin. Kurkottavi kuttarelle taivaalle sen haltijalle, kuttarelle kurkottavi ja sen haltijalle. Kurkottavi kuttarelle taivaan öisen haltijalle, öisen haltijalle, öisen haltijalle.
Yeah.
transcendent Rama Dasa, the Youth Heart Chakra Dancehall Mix. That is from an album called Devotion by Monica Carr. And it's at number 9. Tulatar brought us our number 10 track, Haivanyon Loitsu, The Goodnight Spell. And that brings us to number 8. And Sheikh Ibra Fam, his new album, And Duna, has 3 singles out. The latest is New Mabolo, brand new from World Beat Canada Radio. Senegal, and the album Aduna on the Kumbancha label, Sheikh Ibra Fam at number 8. Japanese tradition meets electronic innovation by Shima. Her new album is called Welcome to Shima Jima, and we have a new slice called Aya straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio, counting them down and keeping time with the beat of the world. My name's Cal Coat. the cellophane. Didn't you used to love unwrapping a CD or an LP? That is another debut exclusively from World Beat Canada Radio. At number 6, Antiballas Afrobeat Orchestra from Brooklyn have released a new album called Hourglass, and that is the second single called Solace. At number 6, the first single was La Ciba, which put it on our top 30 chart. You can go to worldbeatinternational.com and subscribe to our e-blast. You'll get it right to your inbox. The top half of our top 10 starts at number 5 with Afro Dream, an Italian band who has released an album called Gis Gis. And this is La Musique de Mélange, another debut from that album.
Music is a spiritual thing. You don't play with music. If you play with music, you will die young. See, because when the higher forces give you the gift of music, musicianship, it must be well used for the good of humanity. If you use it for your own self by deceiving people or doing this, you will die young.
La musique des mélanges.